Melissa, are you a doctor?
I want to be, but I'm not.
I'm not a doctor either, and we're not psychologists.
We're not
experts at anything. In fact, we just chat a lot of shit. So,
and we love giving you guys advice, but as we
love giving you guys advice.
Do not take what we're saying as gospel. If you do feel like you need to speak to somebody, please seek professional help.
I'm driving home
for Christmas.
Yeah. Dun, dun, dun.
Can't wait to see their faces.
I'm driving home for Christmas. Yeah.
That was fucking epic.
What's another one? You better watch out. You better not shout. Yeah. You better not cry. I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. He sees you when you're sleeping. He knows when you're awake. He knows if you've been bad or good. So be good for goodness sake.
Whoa! Oh,
he sees you when you're sleeping.
Oh, hello. Oh, I'm a cacapella. Happy Christmas, guys.
I'm feeling super excited this year.
Yeah.
I'm going skiing. You're going skiing too, right?
Yeah.
You always. Always. I know, but for once, I just thought, you know, you got the new house in London.
What, I'm going to be in by myself?
No. Your parents have got that new house in the UK. Right. So I thought maybe.
No.
All right, Christmas. We're very close to each other.
Where are you?
Morzine.
Is that close?
To Badgeshead, I think so.
Morzine's like in, not in France, I don't think. Is it? I thought it's in Switzerland.
Morzine's in France. You fly to Geneva.
Yeah, but Geneva's on the cusp of both, isn't it? So that's confusing. Someone
Morzine is definitely
I've been
France.
To Morzine so many times as well. How do I not know where the fuck it is?
I'm pretty sure it's really close. You could just ski over the mountain and you're in Badzer.
You can't do that.
Oh, is that? That's Teen.
That's Teen, yeah.
Right, okay. I've got myself all muddled
but
up.
But Emily Blackwell is in Teen for Badzer, so we are spending New Year's Eve together.
Oh my God, I've not told you. Got news. We've booked Miami for January.
Just for Holly Bobs.
Just for a holiday. And then you
holiday.
Know... Holiday.
Yeah.
And then you know my family, if you live in Michigan, they have a place in Miami. So they're there at the same time. So we might even stay with them.
Righty ho. Should we go into the episode?
She's really good at the Aussie accent.
I keep doing that.
You did it to me.
Oh my God. Have I told you about selling the OC, guys? We've discussed it, but I haven't discussed it with you. So good.
Wait, I'm so sorry.
Sorry.
What?
Sorry.
Selling the OC, guys, as in the guys on it.
No. Selling the OC.
Selling
guys,
OC. Guys. No, oh my God. Okay, you're talking about selling OC. I thought you were saying selling sunsets. I'd missed it.
Yeah, selling the OC. It's freaking good.
No,
TV.
I tried and I was like, I get this off.
That's so unlike you. You love shit TV.
Okay, great. So it's good because I've got Absolute Sweet FA to watch and I'm watching Desperate Housewives for the 14th time and I'm actually getting a bit bored of it.
No, you need to watch it.
Okay, but did you watch Selling Sunsets?
Yes, obviously.
And did you watch The Reunion?
Yes. Did you watch The Reunion?
Sorry, if that thing makes you... You know, any bad video. It's actually vile.
Toby does it all the time.
Jamie.
And he's like talking and it's like a dab, but he's like... I'm like, you're disgusting.
It's so gross. I'd rather like just swallow it.
But you know when someone's talking...
Burping's actually my most embarrassing thing.
It only happens to an old man, really. Or like older men or boys, because Toby's not old at all.
No.
But he'll burp like mid-conversation, so then tries to like disguise it. He's in it, so he's like... Oh. Do you know what I mean? And it comes out in a word.
I do it a lot, but that's at meals. And I'll tell you why, because I always have a dark Coke. And they like literally, the minute I have one, I need to burp. So that fizzy drink is anything with gas in it.
Yeah, yeah. Anything with air. Fizzy water.
I can't drink fizzy water for that. Ends my...
On,
and I
when
get, like,
guys, when you're in early stages of dating, don't order fizzy drinks.
Yeah, just still.
Unless you're a non-verper, but I don't think it's possible because it like sits, the air sits in right in the throat.
The diet, the Coke's like an absolute no-go.
Oh, no, and also like the tonics are a no-go. And
no,
the fizzy
I feel
waters.
Like they're a little bit okay, the Toms.
Beer.
Right, tell us about OC then.
Just really good TV. It's cute. Okay, right. Favourite thing about this time of year? It's my birthday. It's Christmas.
Your birthday brings in some joy for me.
Skiing.
For me, Christmas time, what's my cozy nights in? I really like... Like, of course, there's all the festive things to go out, but I just love the fact it goes dark at 4 p.m. Like, in pyjamas.
Sophie then puts her dressing gowns on, puts the TV on. She's
I
like,
don't have dressing gown
do
anymore.
Do you get rid of it?
I bin them all. They were giving me the ick.
But what about the first thing when you wake up and you put your dressing gown on and you're brushing your teeth?
don't do it.
Sometimes I do that because I have to in my bathroom if it's cold and I'm like, I'm freezing, and then I get dressed straight away.
I had to give them
away. I don't
go
downstairs in my dressing gown.
Jamie didn't like them. Like, they were so big. I don't know why, but obviously the Soho Home ones are all one size. And
also, sometimes you'll put it over your... I do that. When you're cold, she puts it over her clothes and then it just looks a bit...
Puffy.
It just looks a bit like beddy. You know, when someone's just a bit beddy.
Grubby.
Like, yeah, a bit slobby and grubby. Like, stays in their pyjamas till midday. No hate. Not for me, though.
And but I would,
just
like, put
that,
it...
that, like, I'm still in bed in the middle of the day feel and I'm not sure about it.
Yeah, so
it's
basically...
It's a time and place for a dressing gown.
And once you've got one and you love it, like, it feels really sad...
It's like a security blanket.
...to not wear it. So I just had to rip the bandage off. Like, I can't be coming home when I'm cold and putting a dressing gown over my clothes.
I know.
Yes, I would be having clothes underneath, but it just looks grubby.
Yeah.
And then Jamie really didn't like it. Sounds like he's very controlling. But I then realised it was icky. And so I just threw them because I honestly couldn't take it off. I was obsessed with it.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, I watched The Holiday on Sunday.
Gorgeous.
Yeah, and I... Oh my God, I think... No, I'm not going to say it because it might make his head a bit big, but I said to Jamie, I think Jude Law looks a bit like Toby.
Oh my God, everyone says that.
I've never seen it. I went...
Why does Toby look like everyone? He looks like David Beckham, now Jude Law. We can't keep blowing up to make up his trumpet.
No, but do you know what freaks me out about this? I can't stop. You know what freaks me out about that whole movie? Guess how old Jude Law is in it?
33.
He's younger than Jamie. He looks... They're old and mature. And
yeah,
like,
they do look like proper adults. I would say he's 40.
Same, I'm just... I guess he doesn't have Botox.
It's a real shame he didn't have like a look-alike son.
He does have a
son.
No,
he doesn't look like him at all.
I have no idea what his son looks like.
Doesn't look like him.
I might have a look.
And you know what's also a bit of a Christmassy thing for me is James Bond films. Weird.
Harry Potter
me and
for
my
me.
Family always watch a James Bond film at Christmas, on Christmas Day. Always.
Oh my God, I might start that tradition with my family.
It's quite a classy tradition, do you know what I mean?
It's really classy tradition.
Also, it's the only thing that we can get my dad to watch. He's not watching any Christmas films.
Yeah, for movies on Christmas Day, like, you've always got to have one.
Yeah. What's your Christmas tradition? Let's talk me through it.
Okay, so the night before we all get a present, my dad was never included in this. It would just be my mom, me and my sister. And maybe he was, but then obviously they break up, so I don't really remember that. But my mom, every year, we get given a Christmas present on Christmas Eve. And it was always a brand new pair of pajamas. We all have matching, me, my mom, and my sister. So we all get them on. But this is always, we'll have had a family dinner with like my cousins and auntie.
Before.
So we come back and the mum will give us a Christmas present and then we go to bed. We wake up in the morning. We have like champagne, Bucks Fizz vibes, make scrambled egg smoked
salmon. That's exactly what we need. Such a tradition.
Always the same. And then we'll go get changed. Oh, we'll open our stockings. We used to open stockings in bed. We don't really get stockings anymore.
No, neither do we, because we're past the age of 7.
So anyway, we don't do that.
You know what? My mum actually still puts presents in it. Actually, I don't think
she does. My mum goes, oh, that's a stocking filler, but it's under the tree.
Yeah, it's not in the stocking.
But I don't know why she stopped. It's actually really mean that
she
stopped.
It's just a bit inconvenient.
They were quite
annoying. They also look ugly.
What the stockings do?
Yeah.
Mine used to be on the bed of
my
bed.
Mine was a huge sack.
No, we had a nice stocking. It was on the edge of...
Huge.
It was hung because I had like a four-poster bed thing.
It wasn't like that.
And it would be hang on one of those things. Oh my God, no. When I was young, my mum went all out. Like, she would walk into our room with talcum powder.
Yeah.
And there'd be footprints.
No, you mean soot. Oh, talcum powder
for
snow.
Yeah. She did the whole thing. The whole house would have snow all over it. We had our own little Christmas tree in our room. It was really amazing.
Cutesy vibes.
And then we'd have... So then we'll do that.
Then you're getting changed for the Christmas Day lunch.
Can I just say more now these days, it's Christmas for my parents because they're the ones who have loads of presents. Me and my sister, I don't even think... I honestly get like no presents.
Oh, I don't buy my parents presents for Christmas.
You're joking.
Well, no, because it's like, what am I going to get them?
You don't buy them one thing.
I'll buy them something maybe small and I'll write them a nice card, appreciation card, and an I love you card. But buying my presents are... My parents are presents.
My presents
like,
is kind of
I'll
off.
Never
this
be able
doesn't
to
happen
get them
really for me.
Something.
Like, presents isn't a big thing anymore.
No.
It's not been
it's
for
more
years.
It's about the day, the tradition.
Yeah. So then what happens is my mum will start cooking. She'll be all glammed up, looking gorgeous. Like, and
gorgeous.
You can always hear my mum blow dries her hair every day. Like, she's a blow dryer gal.
That Dyson's on the go.
Yeah, it's on the go. And then she comes down clip clopping about in her little heels and her gorgeous outfit. And then she. Starts cooking away and we'll be helping her. And then slowly by slowly, drips and drabs of the family will start arriving. Mum will be cooking the entire time. And then at one point, we just have lunch. But it's always late. We have lunch at like 4.
Yeah, we do that. Should I do it if you mind?
Sometimes five, yeah.
So it starts, by the time this episode airs, I would have already been on my way to skiing.
Yours is always so very
it starts. We always have like a meal in London, like the family, my sister's there, because me and my sister have a different mum, but we also have the same dad. So the whole fam's there, gorgeous stuff. Then it all starts, we all get in the car with my dog and we start the drive to France.
You drive to France?
Yeah,
every
we drive every year. And we stop off on the way in Geneva in this stunning hotel and we have this like Michelin star meal. God, I sound so relatable, but it's so nice and so Christmassy and it's like just so cold.
How many hours to Geneva from London? Can't wait to watch this on the vlog.
Yeah, I don't know if I'll vlog it to be fair, but...
Well, that's ridiculous.
We'll see. You'll know. Anyway, we drive. I think maybe we stop off in France again the night before and then we do Geneva and then it's the last
stop. How many hours of driving are we talking?
I think it's like 12 hours of driving altogether, something like that.
So you do like 4-4-4?
Yeah, I think it's something like that. My dad and my brother share the drive.
And what are you doing whilst you're driving?
Sleeping, chatting to my mum, chatting to the fam, looking on my phone.
Gorgeous.
It's easy. It's petting popsicles, the pooch. So fun. Anyway, so then it's Christmas Eve. We always go out for a gorgeous meal, Christmas Eve.
In you've arrived in Val.
We've arrived in Val's. We've been there for like 5 days.
Fine.
We then Christmas Eve, it's always like a really nice meal out. We dress up, we go out for a stunning meal. There's lots of gorgeous drinks, normally champagne in the chalet before we leave for the meal. Then Christmas morning, we wake up. My dad and my brother and I always go for a Christmas morning ski.
And
mum's downstairs. So we're all getting our ski bits together. Then we have a gorgeous breakfast with like Bucks Fizz.
Heaven.
Scrambled eggs, make salmon. Then we go for a morning ski and there's no one on the mountain because no one skis on Christmas Day. So it's like the best time to ski. It's stunning.
Heaven.
It's really nice. Then we come back. Mum's basically done everything. She's looking gorgeous in her like glitzy outfit, the heels, the whole thing. Same as yours.
I know, baby.
And then we all have lunch. And then maybe we'll open some presents and then we might have a snooze. And then we walk the pop, then we walk the dog. Then we go watch James Bond. And then we have normally like cheese and like chutney in the evening.
Chutney?
Chutney and cheese. And
chutney?
Like, yeah, chutney. No, chutney. I've been saying it wrong my whole life. 27 years of my life.
That's okay. We'll see. Just chat.
Are you sure? Why has no one corrected me the whole 27 years of my life? Why? No, someone needs to get me a tissue.
No, I'm dying. Like, your mum has obviously heard you say, he passed me the chutney.
Wait. Oh my God.
Can we rewind the tape? I want to hear you say it.
Why, for 27 years have I been calling it the wrong
thing? Please never stop saying it. That's the funny
thing. So how do you say it?
Chutney. Wait,
I think you're wrong.
No.
What? Oh my God.
But wait, Toby must have heard you say chutney before. And I'm just dying that people probably, because it's really like mild. You can barely hear it. The first time she said it, I thought, did you say that right?
And that's then, probably what people do. They let me get away with it.
Yeah, they're like, that's weird. It sounded like she said chutney.
Anyway.
Do you know what it looks like? It should be called chutney.
Chutney doesn't sound right to me.
I went, chutney? And you went, yeah, chutney. Oh, God, that got me good.
All right, well, you learn something new every day. At least this Christmas, I will be getting my pronunciations correct.
You've got to say that to your family. Say it loads and be like, Mum, can you pass me the chutney? And just see if...
Oh, my God, you're right. What the fuck? Why has no one told me?
But you would have used that word a lot.
I know.
You've also said that word to me before. You've been like, oh, I love like chutney.
It's like one of my favourite things. You know what? It's the life of being a dyslexic, guys. You have to let me off.
Oh, that was so good.
No.
That was so good. My tummy hurt.
Me too.
So wait, you have your cheese and chutney.
And that's it. That's the end of the day.
That's a really gorgeous day.
That's the
day.
Last meal. Or like leftover like ham. Normally we have some ham or something. You know, that nice ham.
Oh my God, the ham. That's left. That's my favourite bit of
about. Oh my God.
I
that's
will
really
say
West.
My cousins who I'm actually going to Mawzine with.
Oh my God,
their
fun.
Dad, Kevin, you must have met him at my sister's. He is such a good cook.
I don't
know
why I asked to cry.
The best ham ever. I hope he makes it this year.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
We've got some festive dilemmas for you guys. So we're celebrating Crimbo with you. No, Crimbo's awful. Don't say that.
Okay, right. Hi, ladies. I'm a tiny listening out in Germany. Oh my gosh. I'm half English and listening to you both makes me smile and think of lovely things about England. Oh my God, that's so sweet. Dilemma time. My boyfriend and I have been together for over 3 years. We live together in Berlin and we have spent all of our Christmases as a couple with my family in Germany. He gets on so well with my family and he says it's just so natural being with them all. God, that's such a dream.
That's so lovely.
That's also very rare. But this year we promised we would go to his family in France. The only issue is I don't speak French and his family don't speak English. My boyfriend is our main translator. We are all slowly learning each other's languages so we can all communicate with one another. That's sweet. Also really annoying. The jokes, you wouldn't get the jokes.
No, that's the thing. That's what a language barrier is, a bit tricky.
Christmas really means a lot to me and I don't really want to spend it with his family. Don't blame you. I think I'll feel quite awkward and don't want to have to follow my boyfriend around all the time if I want to chat with anybody. How do I talk to my boyfriend about this without upsetting him, or do I just need to suck it up?
I think you've got to
suck it up. I think if you've done 3 Christmases at your family, you know, it's just about rotation. If you're going to marry him, you're
really
going to have to start rotating Christmases anyway. It's just, you got to get it out the way.
You got to do that. There's no two ways about it. You're sucking that up.
I also think maybe get some sort of a good translation thing on your phone. Like maybe there's a great app or something where you can just speak into it and then it speaks it out to you. There must
just
be something.
Just like make sure you call your family a lot too and like stay connected and it'll be totally fine. And you'll probably have an unexpected blast.
I also think maybe compromise and spend like maybe New Year's Eve or another like thing with your family afterwards so you feel like you've got that celebration.
Yeah. So last year we spent with Jamie's family, which was amazing.
Black tie.
Black tie.
Remember.
I didn't go black tie though, but it was black tie.
You wore a dress though.
Yeah.
Tights.
Yeah, I wore a dress with tights, but oh no, that was the night before it was black tie. Yeah.
Mm.
And then very smart Christmas.
I quite like that. I rate
that.
Oh,
I loved it. It was such a special Christmas. And then my Christmas will be with my family this year. So we've done it sort of in turns.
Gorgeous.
And it was gorgeous. I'm lucky though that, you know, I love going to his family.
And it's also, I think it also does depend on the family. Like if you've got like a single parent, for example, you don't want to just like leave.
I think then that I would actually have to be with my parent.
Yeah.
Like I would say, Jamie, be with your family. I wouldn't drag him to us. You know what I mean?
Totally.
It's all circumstantial.
Yep.
Dilemma two. You've got to be flexible though when you're married or
and
in
always,
a relationship.
You've got to be compromised, you know? It's only fair. Technically, your boyfriend's had 3 Christmases with his family, so.
Yeah. Hey, Sophie and Melissa, I always go back home for Christmas and going to the pub on Christmas Eve.
Gorgeous.
It's a big tradition in my family.
Village.
Last Christmas, I went to the pub with my friends as usual. I was at the bar when a guy I used to have a crush on at school, let's call him Charlie, came to stand next to me. Charlie was one of the most popular boys at school. He was a few years older than me and always had a regular girlfriend. We were never friends, but whenever any of his mates would try and pick on me for being gay, he would, for some reason, always have my back. Charlie liked the sound of him. Charlie gave me a big hug and said that he was really happy to see me. I thought he was just being drunk and friendly, as we've never been real mates, but throughout the night he kept making a beeline to come and chat to me. I like this. When it was the last orders, he offered to walk back with me as we live near each other. On the walk, he said how he had been doing some soul searching and realised that he was gay. We had a deep chat about it and he said how seeing me live my life openly had inspired him to do the same.
Oh my God, that's so sweet.
I love Charlie so much. And I love this other guy. We had an amazing kiss outside my house and I felt so in the moment that I invited him to stay over. He said yes and I had the best Christmas ever.
Oh my
ever.
God, stunning Christmas Eve ever.
Oh my God, sorry. That's just actually me.
So they got down to it.
It was a bit surreal having a guy I'd fancied at school waking up in my bedroom at my mum and dad's house and having to do the awkward sneak out on Christmas Day was quite the mission.
Sorry, that is honestly so great.
I know.
Oh,
what a Christmas Eve.
To have, yeah, what a Christmas Eve. It all happens around Christmas. Everyone flocks back home.
Yeah, everyone flocks back home. We tried to see each other before I went back to London, but we couldn't find a time. And since then, our contact has kind of fizzled out. He's occasionally messaged me asking when I'm next at home, but our paths haven't crossed since. And I've not heard anything from him since the summer. In my head, we had a connection, but I'm not sure if I'm saying that just because my school crush became a reality. Judging from socials, he's still single, has told his family and friends that he's gay. And he has told them. That makes me happy. Mm-hmm. So my question is, do I give it another go this year or let it be something that just happened last year? Give it another go!
I have one of these really weird like throat like... But yeah, give it another go.
Merry Christmas, Shubo. Thank you for all the laughs on Wednesday's shit.
That's a Christmas miracle. And you know what? Christmas is coming back around just at the right time. He's fully like come into himself. He's told everyone who he really is.
Yeah,
he feels like he's himself.
He's got his identity.
Also quite nice that you were like his first, well, I don't know if you were, but it sounds like you were his first like experience of him like truly being himself. That's pretty special.
I'm flipping. Please give us a follow-up.
Contact didn't completely cut out, which is also a positive. No.
And also, I just feel like that's quite chill. Like, they always knew each other. I don't think either's been a dick, either's played it cool. Like, it's just how it is. He probably had a lot going on. Like, that's a, you know, he had to come out to his family, his friends, like, all of that going on. And... like holding, he probably wanted to experiment a bit.
Yeah.
So now, yeah, come around.
Definitely give that a go and we'd love a follow up. Oh, I love like those early stages and stuff.
Same. I just love that he was your crush.
Also, it's just so good. And like when you go to the pub this year, you're going to be like, where is he?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You're going to already have the tingles of excitement like 10 weeks before you go to the pub.
Definitely give that a go. Okay, right. Hey, girls. Next dilemma. I'm currently at uni and my boyfriend, let's call him Ethan, broke up with me 2 weeks ago. Quite like the name Ethan. Do you? No. It was very unexpected for me. He said it wasn't working from his perspective. Ethan. That's really fucking... I hate it when stuff comes out of the blue. Like, yeah. It just really catches you off guard and there's nothing worse than being shocked and like being heartbroken. I'm still really struggling with it all, especially as we're a part of the same friendship group, so we see each other all the time. Our group has decided to do Secret Santa with all 15 of us getting involved, including me and my ex. I picked out my name and who do I have? Ethan. I'd ask to change someone. I can't ask to swap, otherwise I look like I'm bothered about it. So I'm struggling on what to get him. No, you should have swapped.
Swap.
I am bothered about it. He's met, still want to buy him anything. I don't know what to do there.
Swap. Especially when he dumped you.
Swap. Sorry. I'm not even going to read the rest of this dilemma. Swap the fucking name over.
Swap. Immediately. Swap.
Swap.
Like, I can't say enough. Like, there is no way you were giving him a Christmas present. No. It's not happening. We're not letting
also,
you do it.
Everyone would understand. And I don't think it...
And don't make it...
It doesn't matter if you do look bothered. Like, you've just been broken up with. I absolutely am bothered. And I'm going to own it. I don't really want to buy this person a Christmas present. I'm trying to get over this right now.
No, it's so weird. It's
don't
so
want to think
awkward,
about
no.
you on Christmas Day, buying you a fucking Christmas... wrapping up your Christmas present.
No, it's so weird. It's so awful. It's basically torturing yourself.
Do I go for something generic or a nice gift, which I know he'd actually like? I'm really confused about how to act around him. And that enough of getting over him really hurts, especially as I didn't want it to end. And now I'm having to get him a Christmas present, which I never saw coming. Anyways, right. Swap the name.
There's no other way.
Go to your other friend and be like, look, I can't. I need to, whoever you got, I need to swap with you because...
I've got Ethan.
I'm struggling a bit with this.
Everyone will understand. If you give it to him at like a dinner, it will be so awkward. Everyone will be like cringe. Especially, what would you get him? Everything's going to either look like you don't care or it's going to look like you do care and you're trying not to care. Like, it's all too many layers. No. Sit away from him. Don't talk to him. Don't even talk to him. Ooh, he's annoying.
Fair enough if you're a point in your like relationship where you've moved on and, you know, you're friendly with your ex.
Oh my God,
that's fine.
Yeah,
but at
fine.
This point, absolutely no. You're healing now. We don't want to rub salt in the wound.
And
no.
You also like have to go to the dinner because you don't want to let like things like that like ruin your social life.
Yeah, you still want to have fun.
But you don't have to torture yourself like that.
There's a line.
story time. Hey girls, I got really drunk on Christmas Eve. A pub session turned into a bit of a lock-in, and the next thing you know, I've gone off with someone I went to school with and gone back to his parents. Ugh, it's just always the same at Christmas.
Why the hell are these? Why has this never happened to me?
Because you went to boarding schools, people lived all different areas. We started making out in the living room, got undressed on the sofa before going upstairs to his bedroom. Nobody was awake and we made sure to be super quiet to not disturb his younger siblings. I woke up very early in the morning and sobered up as soon as I realised that I wasn't in my own bed on Christmas Day.
Oh my
no,
God.
The fear. I wouldn't like that.
Oh my God.
And then panic set in when I couldn't find any of my clothes in his bedroom and they were all in the living room. I crept out of the bedroom without saying goodbye and then tiptoed down the stairs completely naked to reclaim my stuff.
No.
When I got to the living room, the door was jammed. Panic set in even more. I kept trying to push it open, but when it finally released, it triggered the burglar alarm. As I was scrambling about to try and grab my things, in runs the boy's dad with a baseball bat shouting, "Who the fuck are you?" whilst I'm stood in front of his Christmas tree naked. I can't tell you how embarrassed I was having to explain who I was and what I was doing in his house. It had obviously woken up the whole house as the boy I'd slept with came downstairs along with the mum and his younger siblings, who must have thought I was some kind of Santa. Thank God for the boy's mum, who saw how naked I was. She shooed the boys upstairs, lent me some of her clothes, and then drove me back to my actual house like a true angel. Fair to say I didn't see the boy again, but I did catch his dad in the same pub where I met his son. Maybe it was a sign. Ha ha!
Oh my God.
I'm just picturing me being Starkers with the whole family in the knit. No, I would really actually die.
Oh my God, I would die. But that did happen. Mom. The first time I went to Toby's house, his brother's on me butt naked.
Perfect. That's honestly so good.
But they walked into the loo and I was in there and I was just, didn't lock the door. Real error there.
I never lock doors. Any doors.
Also, you think at like 7 in the morning, no one's going to walk into the fucking bathroom. It's on a Sunday.
And you creep, butt naked across the floor. I often do it in the gym. Like, that's really rogue, but...
Sophie, in this toilet, every time I go into the loo, I've also fully pushed the door open. She's just sat in there like, hi. I'm like, this could be a stranger.
I have a weird tick where I'm really afraid of locking doors. But in my own house, I can do it. But I honestly, like, take me to a pub, a restaurant. I don't like to lock the door. I'm always afraid I'm going to get locked in. I think maybe as a child I must have got locked in. I've got weird trauma.
Yeah, maybe.
I did once go with my ex-boyfriend. We went skiing. It wasn't embarrassing, but my suitcase got... It never arrived on the plane.
No.
And I like had to go skiing in like random clothes. And also it was really embarrassing because I turned up with no... I was with his family and I had no Christmas presents. And I remember just on Christmas Day being like, happy Christmas.
You spent Christmas Day with your ex?
Yeah, that's weird. Why did I do that? I must have gone out for New Year's. But I was bringing them their Christmas presents. That was really rogue. I suddenly thought, God, I was young.
God, yeah. I've never spent Christmas with a boy. It's no ring, no bring. Even then, I think it's like, wait till you have kids. I'm not going to not see my family like on Christmas Day, even if I'm married.
She's one of those.
Yeah, but like, I can't leave the fam.
Yeah, you've got such a close-knit fam.
It's also just, I can't. They bless them. The empty nest syndrome. Sweet mum and dad just be by themselves, no.
They would have a blast.
Well, I guess my brother would be there, but he would then miss me. No, can't do that.
Yeah. No, anyway, you got a while to go.
Toby's Carvery.
We've never been before.
Never been to a Toby. It's
We've
also
never
not
tasted
Toby's
sweet.
Carvery. It's Toby Carvery.
But I don't like that.
Well, why not? It should be proper grammar.
Why is
I can't fucking talk.
It's like Sophie Carvery. Like, no. It's
Sophie
like,
Carvery.
So guys, we're going to one in East London.
We are actually. I'm really fucking excited for
I'm
this.
Thrilled.
Guys.
That sounded like it. Skew. We're in
Toby.
It's Toby, not Toby's.
Yeah, I know. That's why I said
okay,
Toby.
Okay, sorry. We're in Toby
Carvery.
We're here. We made it. 2 hours from 2 hours in the pouring rain driving. But we slept.
I'm not. Are you? If you're not watching and you're listening, it's quite the picture because we're in matching Toby Carvery jumpers.
We've got. You really
and...
need to just what stop weeding now, and you need to get onto YouTube now and watch this because you're not going to want to miss it. We've got a gorgeous tree with some red baubles with some gold. We're in this quintessentially British Toby Carvery.
So we came across Toby Carvery because we had a dilemma about it. Yeah. And we didn't know what it was. And now we're being educated.
No, yeah, we did a dilemma about two people. We went to a coffee and they had multiple pieces of meat. And I said, yeah, Melissa can understand. She said, why do they have...
Never heard of it before.
And I said, it's a Toby carvery. Are there multiple carveries? It's just Toby.
It's like a chain. There's a few of these about. I've done my research. Right, off we go then.
Oh my God, I just got my finger in some horseradish. We're ready.
Oopsie. I hate horseradish, don't know how you like that. And you like a lot of mustard, which is my idea of...
No, I don't like mustard with a roast, but I'm trying it too because it's a Toby Carvery special.
No, it's not. That's just a weird habit the Brits picked up on.
Okay, right. Bon appetit.
Chinky ching. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Crash. Skill.
Skill.
Okay, right, so what are you going in for first?
We both went for turkey.
No, but I got a bit of gammon too.
Oh, did you in the end?
Yeah, I did. So the chef was so nice as well. He called me sweet. I think that's one of the love letters.
No, it's actually been nice. I feel really festive now. I found it really difficult to feel festive. Now I feel festive.
The turkey's honestly so
it's
nice.
Really good. Turkeys are massive. Like seeing that whole hunk of meat.
They get up at 5 a.m. every day to cook it all.
So just to recap wise, the reason why we're really here is this. Whoever this boy was, this stingy boy who took that lovely girl on a date and then made her split one of these roasts. First of all, it's really reasonable. So why would you then go, right, okay, we're going to split this now just to sit. Also, that's just like really shit because it's like, oh, it's all you can eat. So you keep going up for more if you need to. You're sharing the plate. That's just cutting corners. Stingy. Maybe he meant it in a romantic sense. You know, he wanted a bit of a Lady and the Tramp moment over the roast.
Okay, we got a dat update.
Oh my God, it's from the Toby Gabriel. Oh my God, guys, this is golden.
I think I've got loads of Toby in my mouth and I just need to like have a swig of a drink. Not your Toby. I need major advice. Weekend just gone. We were texting on Friday night as usual, as boyfriends and girlfriends do. And then I didn't receive a message from him till Sunday, 5 p.m. To me, that's weird as I'm always on my phone and always texting the person I'm in a relationship with, especially 100%. The weekend on a Sunday.
Really shady web.
Surely that's normal. He messaged on Sunday saying, hey, sorry, I didn't have a spare second all weekend. I hate the line. Just say, hey, how are you? I miss you, etc. Rather than pretending you didn't have a spare second all weekend.
Yeah, already justifying it with.
I'm not an idiot. Anyway, I got really annoyed and made a fuss and cried so much. Ultimately, I just don't think he loves me the way I want to be loved, even though he has good intentions. It's frustrating. There's part of him that just doesn't like... That doesn't work. Like, he can't fully love me entirely. He's just dumb and oblivious. A boy, please. Sorry, that girl is really cute. Like, the way she says it, I, like, know.
Because she's being really nice about him at the same time as I just, he's really sweet. But...
And it's just, like, you know when that girl's, like, I love him, but, like, he's just so dumb. Like, you're dumb. Like, the boy's dumb.
Yeah.
You boys are all dumb.
You can't date like, someone that's
they
dumb.
They just can't love us the way we need to be loved.
And that's okay. And, you know...
But it's not okay when you're in it.
No, but that's fine for him. But, like, it's not working for you. You're obviously on a completely different intellectual level as him. And that will bore you to death if he's
And, like,
dumb.
The reality is he's probably slept all weekend. Like, you know, people are, like, really... I'm picturing, like, that sort of 21-year-old.
So mum-like. The
reality is he's probably played video games and slept all freaking weekend. He's so like, game. Catch a spare minute.
I know that Jamie games, but any boy that games to me is...
Sick.
No,
I know.
No.
It's the biggest egg you can do. It's if you've so got a headset cute. And you're gaming, you're not coming
sorry to
Toby
anyone
with
games.
Us.
I just don't understand it. And we I'm just like, you're living in some sort of weird simulation world. Like, get to the real world. Read a book. Be more interesting. Be a bit deeper.
Go for
deeper.
A carvery.
Go for a carvery.
Have a conversation. Eat some good food.
You sack this boy off. He shouldn't be, that he has a moment or several moments where he's gone to the toilet, where he's brushed his teeth, where he's eaten, he's drunk water, he's taken a breath. He can send you a message.
Are we sacking a boy off because he didn't text until 5 p.m. on the weekend, though? That's
completely didn't message her the whole of Saturday.
I do think it's so annoying, but I don't, I think
I think
I've
there's,
been
there's more to the story. She's crying over it. Like, that's a lot.
Yeah, but I also think there is the element. I'm really, really, like, backtracking myself. I so go, what you mean? Ultimately, I think he's too young. I don't think he's into it.
He's like, off. He's annoying
I picture like a 20-year-old who's just like playing PlayStation.
Sunday at 5 p.m. So the whole
honestly
Saturday,
can't
the whole
get out of
Sunday,
my head
what
that he just
been doing?
Is sleeping and playing PlayStation. Like, I picture a like stinky boy in bed playing PlayStation.
Yeah.
I can't get it out of my head. And she just wants to be loved. And he's just like gaming.
I also think there's something like to be said. We can't blame this all on like boys being boys. This isn't like every boy is like this. This is not, she's like, he's just dumb and oblivious. A boy. They're not all dumb and oblivious.
No, but he young boys are.
They are. Sorry, I'm generalising. They are.
Oh, I don't think that they're, you should be with him.
No, not me. But like, then just suck it up and realise, no, I'm being so brutal. But you
The carver is really brought our brutal side to be.
Yeah, but I think it's really given us some fuel, energy.
Some gumption.
So Google have written into us and they have got their most asked questions of the year. Yeah.
How to meet new people.
That's difficult.
The gym.
Oh, yeah, that's quite a good one. And like workout classes. Yeah. There is also something to be said for like going to like classes, not necessarily like sports classes, but like art classes and stuff like that. Like maybe it's something you feel like you have something in common with someone, go somewhere like that.
Oh, I know. Join a run
club. Sports team.
Like those things. Yes. Join a run club. Join a walking club.
People do
club.
Like netball still, you know. Mm-hmm. That's the people sports do teams, that. Yeah. And like if you're into that, you'll meet people that you like. Yeah.
But you could learn how to greet someone on a first date.
Always a hug, I think.
Always a hug. Never go in for the one kiss or the two kiss because you don't know what's going to happen. It's always so awkward.
I agree. Let them lead, but I always just go in for a hug. And if you get a kiss on the cheek, lovely. And if they go in for the second kiss, then it's like, ooh, but then it's quite funny because they're slightly embarrassing themselves, yeah. Which is quite cute.
So. Most Googled questions on what to wear to in the UK 2023. Okay, what to wear on the first day? Chilled out sexy vibes.
Chilled out sexy vibes. I always like to go with like a nice, your favourite fit of jeans is what my always first port of call is. Like normally a first date, it's like relatively relaxed. Your favourite jeans. Everyone's got their favourite pair of jeans. Mm-hmm. Then I would go for a top that just flatters you.
And I'd go for flats.
You feel great in. Oh, no, you go flats.
I'd go for, but like what? Trainers to a bar? No, I'd go for like heel boots maybe.
Yeah, it depends on.
Nice pair of boots.
I think I did trainers on my first date with Toby. I did. But it was a very, it depends on where you're going.
You were not in heel.
We need to like choose, I guess, a nice pair of boots if you're slightly smarter.
Yeah.
A nice pair of trainers if you're at chilled.
Okay, what to wear to the airport? I like smart cash, like floaty like tracky bottoms or trousers
or like a nice pair of leggings
or like linen.
I always feel a bit smarter in leggings than I do in like full-on trackies.
Yeah, I like woolen trackies.
Oh,
yeah, you
she's
know
going
I
for
mean?
A cashmere vibe. She's sophisticated.
But I don't like to look too scruffy out there.
Yeah, no, it's me too. You know, back in the day, like our parents used to dress up so much. To the airport.
I know,
and my granny's like the standards just not.
Why
the same
do
as
they
once
not?
Were.
My mum dresses
because it was
quite
a privilege
smart.
To travel and like fly. Now everyone does it, and they just want to be comfy. But I think making an effort is like quite nice. So I think be like comfortable, but
cheek. Just wear coordinated clothes. Like don't wear an orange jumper with a red trouser, tracky bottoms. Like wear all grey.
We always stay with the neutrals, don't we?
We're very neutral.
This is the most colour I've worn, I think, in my entire life. So. If you stick with like neutral colours, I think you always look really chic, weirdly.
Same, always coordinated.
Nice and pair like trainers, lovely big tote bag for all your bits and bobs in there.
Always wear caps. You don't want to put any makeup on.
And you don't.
Scrap.
And you want to leave that hair greasy. Take some under eye masks so you don't get dehydration on the plane.
Get an eye mask in your bag and some moisturiser because your skin dries out on the plane.
Lots
and bobs
of water.
Your ankle. Fannies your arm.
Okay.
Merry Christmas. Thanks so much for listening.
Guys, we love you so much.
We really
hope you've had a fabulous year.
Bye, guys. Love
Bye.
You.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.